I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, defending Trump and a GOP slip. On Tuesday night, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence faced off at the only vice presidential debate of this election season. Listen as Trevor Noah tells us where this ranks on the meter of all-time white guy arguments. Jimmy Fallon laments that after 90 minutes of debating, there's one thing we still don't know. Stephen Colbert tells us where the Trump Foundation dollars really go. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
For the guys who watched the debate, you guys watched the debate. Everybody here, we showed you. That's good. That's good. For those of you who missed the debate, I'll boil it down for you. Once upon a time, there was a man who didn't release his taxes, and a woman who didn't release her emails, and fight.
The only debate between Tim Kaine and Mike Pence, but many viewers were left disappointed after 90 minutes of debating. We still don't know where either candidate stands on Rosie O'Donnell. And it's just, that's unfortunate.
But if there was lower viewership than the presidential debate, it might be because everyone knew the winner already. Because, and this is true, hours before the debate, the GOP released an announcement on their website that Mike Pence had already won. Yeah, yeah. Now, they've since taken the page down, but before they did, we found another page that no one else did. And it's the one that the GOP was supposed to only post on November 9th, where they were saying they never supported Donald Trump, and they somehow deserve credit for making him lose. Yeah, look at that. They're like, oh, we weren't there. We told you guys all along.
Meanwhile, Mike Pence is the governor of Indiana, who worked as a local talk radio host and described himself as Rush Limbaugh on decaf. That's interesting. I didn't realize caffeine was the active ingredient in OxyContin.
Mike Pence, he was there to scoop up all the crap that Trump left from the last debate. His debate was basically sponsored by Febreze. It was just him on stage going like, nothing smells here, nothing smells here, nothing smells here. The whole time, nothing smells here, everything's good.
Early on, a moderator, Elaine Quijano, set the rules.
I would remind you that there is to be no cheering, no booing, no noise of any kind as the debate gets underway.
Please muffle your yawns, silence your blinks, and apply the Breathe Right strip before you fall asleep in your seat.
The debate, though, did kick off with a bang.
Let's talk about this. Well,
let me interrupt you.
I get to weigh in.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh boy. Look at those two go. Oh boy.
Yeah, the debate turned from a debate into just like a big white guy argument. That's what that was. Actually, one of the biggest white guy arguments in history. In fact, if we look on the white guy argument meter, it registers all the way at stepdad versus real dad. That's how high that was, people. This is no joke.
And Quijano was not afraid to ask the tough questions.
Governor Pence, let me ask you. You have said Donald Trump is, quote, thoughtful, compassionate, and steady.
My question is, Governor, have you met Donald Trump?
You can see Mike Pence is hating this, you know? He's doing his best, you know, Clint Eastwood impression, man. He's trying to keep a straight face the entire time. It's almost like he's drinking vinegar and acting like it's water. Mmm. Delicious.
Pence defended the Trump Foundation, which is kind of under some fire for shady business practices.
The Trump Foundation is a private family foundation. They give virtually every cent in the Trump Foundation to charitable causes.
It's true. They give virtually every cent to charity. The dollars, however, all go to Donald Trump. But the pennies, yeah, here you go.
Every time Mike Pence defended Donald Trump, everyone knows Donald Trump said the thing.
Donald Trump's claim that he wants to, that NATO is obsolete and that we need to get rid of NATO is so dangerous.
That's not his plan.
They want to go house to house, school to school, business to business, and kick out 16 million people. And I cannot believe Donald Trump, on the other hand, didn't know that Russia had invaded the Crimea.
Oh, that's nonsense.
He was on a TV show.
Yeah, Mike Pence, look at him. He's, oh, that's nonsense. That is not true. No one would vote for a person who said those things. That is not true. That is just ridiculous. Yeah, forget Mike Pence. It's like Donald Trump's running mates is Shaggy, you know?
It wasn't him, but he said it on the record. It wasn't him, but they got him on the talk shows. It wasn't him, but he sounded like a hater. It wasn't him, but he tweeted him on Twitter. It wasn't him. Like the whole song. So you could catch Donald Trump butt naked lying on the bathroom floor. It wasn't him telling us he released his taxes, but we won't see them no more. It's just lies. It's all lies.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.